Hi, I'm Misha Brown, and I'm the host of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop. Each episode, comedians join me to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe. Let's get right back into the episode.
Okay, so the tattoos.
That's not good enough for you?
Sorry, I lost it. It's like Bueller's craving is dead. Now I'm thinking about dead dogs and having them tattooed on you. I've really bumped myself out here with this one. So he's like, yeah, I've converted all of my lips into tattoos. Katie, LVP, Gordo, Butters.
I think I'm becoming a tattoo guy. At that point, Rusty's like, all right, I give up. I'm going to become a banker. Let's jump the shark. So Sandoval's like, dude, it's going to be like really interesting up in San Francisco. Like me and Ariana are like sitting together, like right next to each other. It's going to be like really nice. You're joking. So Sandoval says, Kyle Chan invited us all up to San Francisco because he's like releasing a whiskey up there. And he said, this will surely get me on the show if I really buy not just you, but production a trip up to San Francisco, right? So we're going to do it.
Oh, thirsty Kyle Chan. Of course you're having a trip for your fucking release party with the cast of God. Listen, he's using what the good Lord gave him, so you got to hand him that. But my God. So Sandoval's like, well, it's going to be amazing. It's like at this private island, there's going to be statues. Like, you have to take a boat there. It's like nuts. It's like seriously nuts, bro.
So now they're talking about Alcatraz.
I know, right? It's like Epstein's Island.
It's a private island, and they have like this huge mansion on it, and it's like awesome. And they've got like the best lighting scheme. It's going to be like the best ever, man.
They've got like a big dome and then like this thing that looks like the pyramids of Egypt. Like, you're being taken to Epstein's Island and sold into human trafficking. It's like middle-aged human trafficking, you know? They're like the last stop on the human trafficking train, Sandoval. So they start talking about the house. God, this is getting dark. Talking about dead dogs, human trafficking. What else can we do? So
we can talk about Britney some more.
God, yeah, you're right. Okay, so we've already got the three most depressing
things. I'm happy. Yeah.
I'm laughing, not crying.
Okay, so they start talking about the house, and Schwartz is like, bro, I can't afford that, dude. The bar almost ruined me. I need to make more sound decisions because the last high-stakes adventure I took with Tom, it's still kind of hurting me to this day. And we see the neon sign of Schwartz and Sandy's and just hear that horror squeak.
Yeah. And it's sort of like it like flashes up on screen and then goes away in that new transitional style that they have. Also, I love the idea of Schwartz talking about how he needs to make more sound decisions as he actively is getting Gordo and Butters tattooed onto his back.
He gets Gordo and Butters glamour shots tattooed onto his back.
So Sandoval's like, no, dude, like you should move in. It's like a nice, respectable house. Like I've got a soda gun and beer taps and everything, man. He's like, we have a soda taps. Oh, all right. I'm in.
Fanta, right? Promise me there's Fanta. I'm in.
He's like, well, if I can live with my ex, I can live with, wow. And he falls over on his stool. He
just falls over, which was great. I liked that. It was very much like that scene in Big Business where the gay falls over
in his chair. Then he's like, that was karma, dude. Ariana got you with that one. He's like, dude, I'm getting a lot of karma these days. And then the song comes on. It's like, karma, it's karma, karma. Okay, really? Are we just going to literally take the last words that they say?
It was a great transition. How dare you? A-B-B-L-E-S. Hey, you like that? A-B-B-L-E-S.
Apple, 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 apple. H-U-M-A-N-T-R-A-F-F-I-K-I-N-G.
Jen, can you please do that lyric again?
Okay, so then James and Ali are walking to a face gym, which is hilarious.
I was laughing at how ridiculous these places in LA are, and then I was like, I kind of want to go because I'm so fascinated by this ridiculous concept of a face gym where it probably costs like $150 or $300 to get your quote unquote face workout. They do cardio on your face.
Well, I think I actually have one of these machines. I should look it up right now. I have this machine. I got it for Christmas because I saw it on Facebook. Let me see. It's called New Face. Microcurrent facial toning devices. I think this is what it is. Sculpt on the go. My cousin's like, it's like getting a facelift. Look, I have a picture where it looks like half of my face is facelifted. And it did. Like half of her face was like this. And then the other half was like this. I was like, well, why didn't you do both sides? And she's like, because I wanted a picture. I was like, but you still, your face is still like that. And she's like, yeah, I got tired. My cousin. So anyway, I got one and I haven't used it yet because I'm terrified of it because I turned it on and it sent a current into my face or something. And I was like, ow! Oh, fun. But now that I saw them use it on the show, I'm like, oh my God, I want to work my face out. I didn't know that's even what it was. I'm doing it. Yeah, microcurrent skincare routine, 5 minutes a day.
Yeah, it's basically a basic lymphatic drainage system. Yeah.
Sounds
it's
hot.
It's our signature sculpt. Yeah.
Sign me up. Drain these lymphs, bitch.
So James is like, you know what? I'm not about the plastic surgery. This is all natural, okay? You know what? And the lady's like, yeah, this is like sit-ups for the face. I was like, you need to stop. You need to stop. Yeah, right,
that's taking it a little far. I need more of a bend. Like, bring your face up more. Bring your face up more. So, yeah, sit-ups for your face. And James is like, this is all natural. I just work out my face. So we see them getting their faces tapped and then these devices on their face, which I think is these new face things. And so then they start talking about how the dog, basically, because she's like, yeah, you know what? Like, by the way, did you text Summer about the dog? And it's like, listen, I want to go to that wedding, but I'm not sure about leaving Hippie with anyone. And she's like, yeah, but we should bring him to someone's house to let him be taken care of. He's like, no, I can't do it to Hippie.
Yeah, he is really, he does not want to leave Hippie alone for like a weekend. He's like, Hippie's already gone through so much. You know, Ali and I were planning on going out of town for her best friend's wedding, but Hippie's just come back into my life and he's been through so much trauma. It's not the time to find a stranger to watch him. I was like, okay, sir, you need to, okay. I get it. We're very happy that you and Hippie are reunited. Hippie has gone through a whole thing. We love this for Hippie. We love Hippie's journey. But this is ridiculous. You have to go to that wedding. I'm sorry. What do you want?
Now what are they doing? Do you hear that? It sounds like they're grinding through rocks. What's going on down there?
Maybe they're chopping up the tree.
Fucking leaf blower. God damn it. Hate that thing. I fucking hate the
Jackson get an erection. Anyway, okay, the point
is
this.
Guys. So yeah, so he's traumatized. Look, here's the thing. I think he hates this friend with the wedding. I think he does not want to go to this wedding. He hates this group of girls and he doesn't want to go. Because I think that, listen, I get trauma, whatever, but I don't think it's trauma. I think he hates this girl. That's my guess. Because most people are like, okay, I love you. Mueller's my favorite. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. And I'm like, bye. I just drop a mic and leave. When I don't see him, I assume everything's fine. You know, I'll just leave him. I'll tie him to a post. I don't care. If I don't see it, it's like Schrodinger's cat, like we were saying the other day. Mueller's dog. I just figure he's Rondel's dog. He's fine. If I can't see him, he's fed and fine. Okay, bye.
The Hippie will be fine. There are so many dog people on this show. No one is going to traumatize Hippie for the weekend out of all these people. And you're telling me that this entire cast where everyone has a dog, there's not a single person who can take care of Hippie. It's literally fine. I cannot stand when people pull this shit. If I were Ali, I'd be like, fuck you. I'm gone. I'm out of this relationship. I see where I stand. I am below the dog and goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, look, dogs get traumatized by the mailman coming. You know what I mean? And then they get over it because guess what I have? I don't have the power of conversation or the power of therapy or anything like that. have the power of treats. Okay. Here's a treat. And then they're like, oh my God, I forgot everything. Everything's great again. I could leave that dog for a month in a gutter and come back and he'll be like riddled in fleas and matted down. And I'll be like, I love you though. Here's a treat. And I'll be like, I love you again. Everything's fine. I'm kidding, guys. Don't traumatize your dogs.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you're getting some angry emails.
No.
Saying like, you don't understand what dogs have to go through.
People, no, I'm kidding. I love my baby. I would never put him in dangerous way. I love him. I do get the idea of fur babies and all, and being afraid to leave your dog. I do actually get that, but he's not the newest dog owner in the world, and he's left the dog before. Like, I think he hates these girls. That's my guess.
Yeah. So Allie is just like, yeah, well, like, it's just going to be like 5 days, like, whatever. Like, you've already gotten comfortable with not sleeping with the cats. And, like, that's not good for the relationship because I start sleeping in the guest room. Then it's, like, 5 days. So, apparently, it sounds like there are certain nights where Allie sleeps in the guest room so that way she can cuddle with the cats at night. And probably get away from Hippie because you know that Hippie's probably, like, a terror in that bed.
Yeah, they can't have them in the same room to sleep. So, she's sleeping in a separate room to sleep with her pets. And he's sleeping... Well, first of all, he's the one who brought the dog into the house. So, he should sleep in the guest room. Why does he get the main room? And she's, like, relegated to... Mr. Banks and the Fed in the other room.
I know. There's something definitely fucked up going on. And he's like, but Niff's all going to be able to cuddle. And she's like, yeah, but you have to make compromises somewhere. I don't know. Something is not right. And I think the balance is off in this relationship, which we could have told you about, you know, a year ago, by the way.
Yeah, there's something fishy going on here. I don't know that I really believe this relationship. Because you remember when this relationship started? It was right after the Raquel stuff. And then he was... putting stories on Instagram immediately. Like, oh my God, look at me. It's me and Ali Bali, the most gorgeous woman I've ever met. I've never been so in love. I love you. I love you. I love you, sweetheart. I love you. Do you love me? Look, it's Ali Bali. It's Ali Bali. I love her. I love Ali Bali. Like, they were so manic and fucking insane. And then Ali's just in a pool like, hi. He's like, oh my God, I've never been so in love. He's just been acting so manic and crazy ever since this started. And now he's doing this whole thing where he's sobbing and breaking down every single week. It's just something's wrong over there, okay? We've never had a season of James just being normal. And I know everybody's buying into this shit. I do not buy into it. And I want to know what's happening over there, okay? You're fooling me a little bit, but I need to know what's happening. What secret shit is he doing over there?
Yeah. So now we're going to see some stuff around town. We see Schwartz. Now this is where Schwartz gives his sweet potato chews wrapped in chicken treats to the dogs. And then we see...
thought I missed it.
And then Lala and Sheena. Lala's got gray hairs. And then Tom and Ariana's... Ariana's on the treadmill again. And she's talking to Dan. And Ariana's like, yeah, so you're coming to San Francisco with me. He's like, well, that's what you want. I'll come. I mean, you don't have to hang out with everyone, but I want you to be there, you know, for bedtime. We can cuddle. And he's like, yeah, I'm just going to come for the cuddles.
So then the assistant Craig comes in and he's like, hey, I just need to grab some things. Hey, by the way, you know how long you're going to be in here? Because Tom wants to get a workout in. How about Tom can go fucking fuck himself, Craig, and watch your tone and get the fuck out of here, not Anne. Get out of here with your slimy, greasy mustache. And go do some cleaning like Anne did, okay? This house has gone to shit since you started here, Craig, you useless piece of crap. Get out of here. I'll be gone when I'm gone. How about that? I'll be gone when you look over and the door's open and I'm gone and there's a machine with my sweat all over it that you are able to wipe down. You're welcome. Go. Go, mustache. Walk.
So now we have a clip of, because I guess Tom wants to have a realtor meeting downstairs. So we see that he's like on FaceTime with some realtors talking about properties. And then now the whole group goes off to, I think they actually go to Sir for the Jack's brunch, right? So Tom is like...
I wrote Tom, but I don't know.
I don't know. It's all the same. It's a spectrum. So, I mean, maybe they did go to Tom.
I'm not used to Sir daytime, and there was such a big patio. I mean, I guess Sir does have that back area that I don't know. I don't know what it was.
I think they were at Sir this time because it was the brunch. So,
but Tom they started Tom brunch, remember? When they were like, oh, we're doing brunch at Tom. So I thought they were trying to make
Guillermo
that happen.
Here. This is a Guillermo property.
You're right. This is a Guillermo joint.
So they go to the brunch and everything, and Katie's like, Schwartz, how many terry cloth shirts do you own now? He's like, two.
Just kidding, Juan. Just kidding, I don't own any shirts. I stole this from someone.
Katie's wearing a shirt that says, boys lie.
So Schwartz is, so then Sheena's like, I want to see like this. I want to see your tattoo. Or like, I heard it's like a portrait this time. And he shows, oh my God. APPLES. How you like them? Sorry, did you get that tattooed also? It's a good idea.
So then we see Vanderpump talking to Guillermo. She's like, why are we hosting an event with Jax Taylor? He's like, I think we're over capacity. So that's good. You know, like there's more people than usual. So pretty good, right?
But he's been so disrespectful to me publicly. And we see a clip of Jax on the morning toast and or the toast, whatever. And he's like, what's even the point of Lisa Vanderpump even being there? She's just like a prop.
Yeah. So then she's like, how did this slip through, Guillermo? He's like, I have no idea. And then James comes over. It's like, hi, Lisa. Thanks, Guillermo, for inviting Jax personally to come to this day at Sir. She's like, you little rascal, Guillermo. So then Jax, we see clips of Jax being a bad little boy and being like, I've been in jail since Saturday night, literally been in jail since Saturday. Oh, and by the way, she shut the fuck up or I'm going to drop my fist in your fucking face. What am I supposed to just sit here and be quiet, Lisa Vanderpump?
I mean, if you're going to negate me publicly, then why are you going to come and have an event at my restaurant? So in walks Jax in slow-mo, and he's like, hi, everyone, hi, hey. And then he's like trying to be all charming to Lisa. He's like, hey, should I sit down? Well, only if you have to. Okay, well, I'm going to sit down. Only if you have to.
He's like, what do you want me to stand up? She's like, no, I don't really want you to be here at all, Jax Taylor.
He's like, why? The way you came here expecting things to be cool and cozy when you're on a podcast saying, Lisa's a prop. She's not needed. Superfluous. That's what you said. You said superfluous. And they're all like, what? What was that word?
He's like, I don't know what that word means. I wouldn't use that word. Which is two Vanderpump shows in a row that we've heard that. Because on Vanderpump Villa, that girl's like, I don't even know what Toucan Sam is. And now Jack's like, I don't even know what superfluous, what? What is that? And James's like, I don't know. I've never heard of it. Is she making it up? Look, I'm going to look it up on my phone. It means unnecessary. Wait, is it superfluous? Like a pervert? It's like, oh God, I'm sorry. I'll stick to single syllables for the rest of this conversation. Can we just get back on point? I've got 5 minutes of caring left in me.
Oh, come on. Just yes. So she's like, well, yeah, the point is, I could have sat back in the press and I could have said the only person that wasn't needed on the show was you. But I didn't say that. But now we've said it. Come on, Camille. Where are you? Ready for your lines. Oh, well.
And he's like, oh God, so here we go. All right, then fine. The last 3 years, you could have checked on me and my wife, but you didn't. You just wrote me off. She's like, you're such a fucking hypocrite, Jax. He's like, you wrote me off after 10 years. I mean, okay, so if I said something sorry in the heat of the moment, okay, my bad. Okay, so you could have said something right and been like, sorry, you fucking leech.
Yeah.
You loser leech.
Just, Jax, I wasn't going to say anything. All the shit you talk about me, when you put my name on a flyer for my business, I would be remiss not to say something. All right, move along. I did some perfunctory on-camera scolding of you, which should therefore make people not angry at me that I brought you back.
So he gives her a hug, and she stays seated, but she still hugs him back, which is big for her because we know that she hates hugs. And so he goes away and pretends to DJ or something. So then he goes to the girls' table and Katie's like, oh, wow, what a blast from my presence.
Welcome to home. And Katie's just like, I'm not a fan of Jax Taylor. Whenever someone has to talk about how much they've changed or tries to sell themselves on something, the less of that they are.
He's like, so Ariana, so you know I'm not much of a gossip. And they all start cracking up. And he's like, but you know, you're aware that Schwartz might be moving into your house, right? Yeah, I heard that, so.
And then we see a clip of Schwartz telling Jax 5 minutes earlier. He's like, oh, so Sandoval,
offered me a very indecent proposal.
Oh, here we go. You're going to move in, aren't you?
How did you know? I mean, it just makes sense. You know, we have like bars together, and we have like a life together, and we share a subscription to Philip Hughes Lights. So it makes sense.
Ariana, would the minute every guy that walks in, Ariana's holding her napkin kind of up over herself, like she's hiding behind her napkin. It's the weirdest thing. I get that she's at a restaurant eating brunch, and so she's using a napkin. But the fact that she's not like tucking it in, she's just holding it up like kind of a weapon. You know, every time the guys come near, she's like,
it's giving like shower towel energy. Like, yeah. I'm covering myself up lest you see me indecently.
Yeah. So she does that again. And she's like, so where's my money? And Lala's like, oh, I've got a great imitation of Chomps. He goes, hey, now that I got rid of that, I used to move into my house. It's actually like kind of decent. And Ariana's like, yeah, well, when I get what I want and what I deserve, it can be the Dojo Mojo Casa for all I care. I don't care.
Yeah. So then what's his face? James is like, everyone, I'm having people over for a pool party later today. It's really fun. We'll go swimming. We'll dodge the ice that falls out of the planes overhead. It'll be a great time. Jax, you're invited too, old man.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
Be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now, I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So then Lala's like, yeah, I guess I need to call my husband to make sure it's okay if I come. Hello, husband. And Brock goes, oh, Lala, you're calling me. And then it cuts to Sheena's face being like, oh,
intrusive thoughts. So,
ma'am, I'm still waiting for my intrusive omelet.
It's time for Sheena to come out with a power ballad called Intrusive Thoughts.
Till now, I always got by without intrusive thoughts. I never even tried to think too hard.
Oh, gosh.
So Sandoval and James
are at the bar. James goes in. They do the scene again. This cracks me up. They just keep pretending they're okay. James is like, all right, what's up? What's going on? You know, want to come out? Sorry that thing happened the other day. Want to come to my house after? We're going to have one last pool shindig. Now, look, I don't feel angry with you, all right? As men, we shouldn't let it go to that. All right? We are men, not women. Do you understand? Look at this face. This is all natural. I've just done some facial sit-ups, so let's just get through this as men, shall we?
yeah, I think that's good that you recognize that. That's like the big man. He's like, yeah, you need to recognize how you sound, bro. And I hope it's not in like 6 months when you look back and you say, bro, I sounded like a two. You know what I'm saying? So they all go over to James's house after this brunch. And it's going to be afternoon pool party and stuff. And James is like, but now that Jax Taylor is in the living room, now we have to all go to the back. Ha, 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 ha. And so Jax is just like excited because they have a babysitter. So he just wants to party tonight.
So Allie comes over and Sheena's like, oh, hey, it's Pearly Spice. And I guess Lala comes. Anyway, yeah, sorry. So Sheena's like, oh my God, hey, Pearly Spice. And she's like, I thought I was Scary Spice. No, because like I'm more platforms and you're more sneakers, then I'm definitely Posh Spice. And Katie goes, no, I'm Posh Spice. I was like, man, Lala can just never win. No matter how hard she tries every season, she can't even be in their fake Spice Girls, you know?
I know. Allie's like, I'm in the moon is in the seventh house of the sun spice. So, now everyone is, they're partying and it's the pool party and stuff like that. And Katie's like, so earlier this week, Allie and I had dinner and she told me like, whatever, like how it's going with Hippie and the cats and how she's making sacrifices. And we see a clip of Allie saying, we're supposed to go to Ohio for a wedding, but now Harry, his brother, is out of town. So he's like, I can't go to Ohio. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, so, like, basically, she's the one having to make all the sacrifices in this relationship. She's basically, like, sacrifice.
And Katie's like, he only wants Harry to watch the dogs, but Harry's busy at that time. So James walks up, and he's like, hello, what's up? Surely you're not talking about me. He's like, actually, we were just all talking about you. So you're like, Allie was talking about this wedding. This wedding's, like, really important. It's like, right. But my brother, he's out of town the same weekend, so looks like can't leave Hippie alone. Know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe you could open it up to someone else, because, like, this is, like, the top-rated show on Bravo, and we've moved on to doggy daycare storyline, so let's really make this one pop, shall we? And he's like, I know, I get it, all right, I get it, but I can't do that, you don't understand, I can't do that to Hippie, I can't do it to him. They're just all staring at him. Dude. Like, what? And he's like, none of you understand what it's like being the father to a fur baby and having to leave your child with somebody. You're talking to people with actual babies. Lala's like, oh, yes? Yeah. Well, I guess I don't fucking understand.
Yeah, you're talking about this to someone who has this actual identical problem, but with a human child and not with a dog. I don't think you're going to get any sympathy from this group. They're all like, we all have pets. We all understand. We understand animals. You don't understand because Hippie's the best. He's the best pet and the best baby. So you don't understand at all.
Yeah, and James is like, yeah, I'm just going back, and I'm not going to let anyone tear us apart again. No one understands how deep it goes with me and Hippie. And so we see pictures of them, and like a picture at Easter where Hippie's wearing rabbit ears with James.
I mean, it's sweet that he loves this dog so much, but
I get it. Like, I do. I just don't get buy a grip. It. Yeah, I don't buy it. I'm not buying any of this. Yeah.
And Katie's like, we're just talking like 4 days. He's like, I know, but 4 days sound like hell to me. It's sickening. You don't understand. And Lala's like, oh, I don't understand dropping off my babies with some random woman's. You don't think I don't understand? Because guess what? One thing you may not realize is that I had a husband and then he cheated on me and he left. And it's actually a whole thing. And if we want to actually finally get my storyline started, so I've been waiting all fucking season for this. So let me have my scenes right now. So, okay.
I just dropped my babies off with a badly haircutted teenager in my old Range Rover. So don't lecture me about this bullshit.
So she goes outside all mad. And she says, please don't ever compare me to fucking child care, to finding child care, you buffoon.
Yeah. And I mean, she's right. And she's like, it's very clear to me that, like, in the relationship, that James comes first and Allie's comes second. And, like, you can never allow the man's to come first.
No pun intended. which obviously she did. I'm assuming that was meant as a pun, but I don't really know anymore. So Jax and Brock are outside, and Jack's like, I got a babysitter because I'm a dad. So I'm drinking today. Got permission from the old ball and chain. I'm a dad. This is great. I'm a dad. So
I wish they got footage of him getting wasted. Just because last week on the Valley, he was like, yeah, I have like a drink, but I don't get too wild. I was like, please, please get wasted right now.
Who can tell with this guy? He seems like he's always fucked up to me. And yeah. So then Brock's like, wait a minute, you're a father?
Yeah, every time Jack says he's a father, drink turpentine. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. That was an intrusive thought. Sorry.
Ariana's like, we're going to get fucked up. So then the plane goes by again, like so many planes this episode. And Jax is like, this is like a real flight pattern. And I think somewhere in here, Allie says something like, yeah, I grew up next to an airport, so I'm used to it. But it's like really hard for James, which I thought was like such a funny wrinkle in her story. Yeah, I grew up with planes overhead.
Yeah, so perfect pitch is basically out of the question, but I do know basic chords.
So James is talking to Tom and Katie, and James is like, did you talk to Jax about that shit? Because Jax came up to my house the other day, and he was like talking shit about Katie. Did you hear? And Schwartz is like, oh, yeah, I mean, he's not happy with you, Katie. Oh my God, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it. Oh, little boy.
Oh, because you found a picture on Reddit, Katie. She's like, well, there are rumors about Jax cheating on Brittany online. Like, thousands of people saw it. Now Jax is blaming me for rumors being out there in the world. I mean, the man does not know how the internet works. And I think this was the one where it was the picture of him and his publicist all snuggly and close on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And Brittany released a statement being like, yo, that's just Lori. She's just the publicist. She's just nice. She's just Jax's friend. Sometimes, you know, when you go to the bathroom and someone holds your purse, or sometimes Jax has to do something and she just holds his penis for him. It's his friendship, yo. I don't know why everybody's so upset about it.
So Schwartz calls Jax over, and Katie's like, what are you on about? Which is very British. And he's like, what are you on about? Because I took a picture with someone. She's like, well, the internet talked about you. It's like, yeah, the internet talked about you too. She's like, I'm glad. I'm glad too. Awesome.
Why are you so angry right now, Jax? Why are you so angry, Jaxie? He's like, I'm not. But you do it to my family? I mean, you're doing this to an innocent family? Why wouldn't you talk to Brittany? She's like, because I don't like you, Jax. Yeah, but I don't like you either. Yeah, but I don't like you. Yeah, but I don't like you. But I don't like you. You smell.
So they keep doing that. And she's like, why would I call Brittany? Jax sucks. Like, this is why I don't call Brittany. Her husband sucks. Yeah. I'm like, what do you want
exactly
from me?
And then, we also get like a clip of Jax. She's like, I've always hated Jax. We see a clip of Jax saying like, oh, I would love nothing more than for Schwartz to rail a girl right in front of Katie. So she's like, this is why I hate him. So she's like, yeah, don't fuck with him. So Ariana's like, you know, Brittany would never be like, oh, I love that my husband just yelled at Katie. And Lala's like, no, she would have intervened and stopped.
Yeah, she would have. Like, she would have been right in the middle of them going, yo, he didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. It was basically like a hug. It was like a word hug.
He just gets like, when he gets hot, he just gets a little cranky and like, it could have been you, could have been anyone, but he meant nothing by it. He just wants the best for you. He just loves you so much, Katie.
So later, Schwartz pulls Ariana aside, and he's like, I just wanted to address something, because we're fine, and I like love that for us, but like, Tom was speaking to me, and hypotheticals! She's like, I already know that you're moving into my house, okay? Jax told me.
Oh man, he promised he wouldn't say anything! So, yeah, he did. So, it would just be like you living in my house. Well, no, I'm not going to do it. I mean, I told Tom I'd do it, but I'm not going to do it. I can't afford it, so I'm not going to do it. I mean, maybe I'll do it. I'll probably do it, but I'm not going to do it. I won't do it.
I'm doing it. I'm packed. Packed right now. Oh my God. Hold this while I sit down on it. Oh my God, it's a theoretical suitcase. It's going down. Oh, I was trying to zip it up. I zipped up. Thank you so much. I'm moving into your house. Yay!
And he says, after Tom refinances, it's a huge loan though, you know, because it's like 10% right now. She goes, yeah, that's like a $20,000 house payment. He goes, 22! You fucking moron. Really?
That's not 22 per month. Is that what they're saying?
they're saying it's $22,000 a month. With refinancing the house on what it already is, plus the interest rate being 10%, which it was, I guess, around that time, they're going to be paying $22,000 a month to keep that fucking basic-ass farmhouse in the valley.
That is wild. That means that each of them is going to be paying $11,000 a month.
That's crazy.
They cannot... That's... No. No.
So he's like, would you hate me if I moved in there? She says no. And he goes, well, that's the complete opposite reaction. I thought you'd strike me down with a great vengeance. Ah, wronged woman vengeance. I'm a hero because I was wronged. And she's like, yeah, well, once I'm out, someone's going to have to pay that mortgage. So have fun with that. I love that he thinks she's being so kind to him when she's like, have fun wasting the last of your money that you're not going to be really making for that much longer, let's be honest, on Tom's dream farmhouse. Loser.
Exactly. So Sandoval and Kyle Chan show up, and Sandoval's like, oh man, like, great party. Like, hey, Hippie, what's going on? Oh my God. Hey, if I ever talk to your mom again, I'll tell her you say hi. Raquel, did you see that? Did you see that, Raquel? Somewhere out there.
I'm releasing a very special podcast about the latest episode of Vanderpump Rules, where Tom Sandoval said, if I ever see your mom again, I'll say hi to her for you. The reason that affected me so deeply is because I'm just a girl who needed mental health help and was manipulated into leaving.
Cry. Come on, you gotta cry at this part, Raquel.
And then
you
gotta cry, Rachel. But I didn't know what I was doing because
someone put some Vaseline on her cheeks and just spritz it with some water. Come on, we need to make it more sympathetic.
Lawsuit.
A very special episode of this one comment on the show. So Sheena's like, our baby has a bedtime and I want to put her down, Brock. And Brock's like, oh, we could just stay and have some fun, Sheena.
And he's like, yeah, that's, and she's like, well, but like, I know I like want to like go and like have, like we had fun and like I said I would like to and like, you know, would you like some pizza? And he's like, no. And Lala's like, what's wrong, Sheesh? She's like, it's bedtime. It's like, my kid's got like a bedtime and everything. It's like,
that's not my problem. My problem is that you won't let the nanny put the kid down.
No, I don't. It's not that I won't let her. It's like, I want to. I want to read her books about Halloween. I want to read Halloween books, okay? I want to read Halloween books. And if I don't want, those are memories I want to have, right?
I'm going to be there at night for my kid. So she starts crying. So Ariana's like, I'm going to go talk to Sheena because she's crying. And then Sandoval just pops up. He's like, you guys come here often? She's like, never mind. So now Sheena and Kyle are talking to Sandoval. And Sheena's like, I can't wait for San Francisco. I'm doing two songs, right, Kyle? I'm going to like do them both, right? So I'm going to like come tomorrow with the band. With the band. They're my band. So.
And Kyle's like, yeah, we can go over everything because it's going to be bros before hoes. Am I right? Up high, fellow bro friends.
Dog.
Who let the dogs out? Woof, woof, woof.
Have you heard my song, Sandoval?
And he's like, yeah, I heard it. You know, look, it's been a lot, Sheena. From you specifically, it's been a lot.
She goes, okay, well, I understand, but like, I was coming at that from like what you two did to Ariana. Like, it fucked me up in more ways than one. Okay, like the friendship, the restraining order, and yeah, did I want you to what do you want to call it? Like, capitalize on it? Then sure, yeah, I wanted to capitalize on it.
Yeah, you were like 100 times more reactive than Ariana was. And yeah, well, you know why? Because all you had to do at the reunion was keep your mouth shut. And it's like, yeah, no, well, all you had to do was like not do that. Ugh.
Yeah, because she's like, I love when Sheena gets like the mob.
All you had to do was keep your goddamn mouth shut about me hitting that goil. And you didn't do it, so now you're going to pay. You're going to pay with bad music that I put out with my Sound Factory, the 27s. We're going to be writing songs about you for years. I hope you regret that decision you made, buddy.
Yeah. And then we see a clip of Tom at the reunion being like, oh, she just goes like, I just punched that bitch in the face and threw their phone in the street, man.
I've seen her literally going, keep your fucking mouth shut, Dom.
So Sandoval's like, Sheena, I need you to understand something. You were not involved in this. You didn't get cheated on. She didn't fuck Brock. You know what I mean? And she's like,
yeah, but she filed a fucking restraining order against me.
Yeah, and the girls are talking. Lala's like, so many male voices being raised tonight. Yeah, a lot of male like, yelling.
And I was like, yeah, it's like really making me uncomfortable. And Sandoval's like, he's like, dude, why are you acting like the biggest victim in the whole scenario? I love that Sandoval, who's been acting like the biggest victim, is now accusing someone else of being the biggest victim.
This is my storyline. I'm the one who gets to cry.
What's going on over here?
Well, I'm trying to say to Sheena, like, what you've done is like, it's like if I stepped on Kyle's shoe and then he burned my house down.
Kyle's like, oh my God, thank you so much for making me part of this argument in a theoretical sense.
Brock's like, all right, time out on this. You wrote a song about Schwartz's mom and fucking Raquel in the song.
And Sam was like, that's ridiculous. It's like not even remotely close. You guys are like acting entitled to talk about events in my life, bro.
And he's like, we don't care about that because you inserted yourself into this situation.
No, you literally inserted yourself and created this situation.
You created this situation. Fucker. And that affected like, the entire group. And then you're acting like no one else is allowed to have any sort of emotional response.
Yeah, and Sheena's like,
it's artistic. Called friendship. Oh, yeah. Do you know now I have fucked up thoughts that Brock's going to fuck Lala? Because I'm like, oh, my God. If Tom can do that, then maybe Brock can do that, too.
And James is like, oh, my God. I think that way, too. It's why I can't leave Hippie to go to Ohio.
Don't make me do it.
What if Hippie meets a new owner and likes that one more than me? I can't do it. Invasive thoughts, A-P-P-L-E-S. How you like them now?
And so she was like, you did that. Now I would like to go home and put my kid down. And then Sandoval, who just can't quit while he's just a little bit behind ever, is like, dude, yes. You've been the other woman in a relationship.
Fuck you, Tom.
And Lala's like, oh, hell's nosks. And Sheena's like, when I was 20 years old in 2006, are you fucking kidding me? And then I love how Brock sort of then just like steps in and Brock like puts his hand sort of on Sandoval's sort of shoulder neck area. It's not like an attack, but it's kind of like I am stronger than you. And my hand is close to your neck and you just fucking insulted my wife and you better change your attitude real quick. I thought
it was like that video where the lady is trying to take a family picture of all of her pets and the cat won't do it. And so the dog goes over and grabs the cat by the back of the neck and drags it over and sits it down and makes it take the picture.
I haven't seen that, but that's so really funny.
Or the one where the cat's really drunk and trying to start a fight with another cat and the golden retriever comes and grabs the cat and drags it back. Have you seen that one? I love the golden retrievers always stepping in to help the cat.
I think a cat video I saw recently was one cat was like trying to start up, but like had the paw out, was starting to do the pop, 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 and the other cat like give it one solid pop and then started licking the other cat's forehead, and then the other cat settled down and they were cute together.
Where was Brock in this situation, man? This is a Brock the Golden Retriever segment.
It was not a Brock.
It was just I need this. I need a visual of Brock in a budgie smuggler as a Golden Retriever. Come on, man.
Well, Brock, either way, he intervenes in a nonviolent way, but still asserted his strength and is like, she was in her 20s, bro. You're fucking 40. He's like, who cares?
Yeah, because of course, to Sandoval, that's exactly the same thing, right? Well, so Lala's like, this is where I go insane.
Yeah. So Sheena storms out. She's like, you know, she's crying. Ariana's hugging her. And James is like, you're bringing up the bullshit past again, Tom. And he's like, yeah, well, they're bringing up the past. Like, bring up a woman that from 6 months ago. Isn't that the past? Aren't we trying to move on from that, man?
Boo, what a piece of shit. My God.
It was like five minutes amazing. Ago. That's the past.
It's just amazing how he just, like, it's like he's stepping on rake after rake after rake. And they're just, like, thwapping him right in the head. It's like he just doesn't even realize. Like, just get off that lawn.
They're all like that, though. Jax is the same way. I mean, he was born from Jax. And now those two are still all over the place hanging out together. Like, they're thick as thieves again, you know? They're all like that. Like, Jax comes back on, like, Lisa, geez, it's all your fault. You totally ignored us for 3 years. I'm like, oh, okay. It's all her fault. All that shit happened with you, Jax. Okay, fine. If I said something wrong, I'm sorry. But I'm the real victim here.
It's the guys. It's how they're bred on this show.
Hey, speaking of, anyone got any? I'm a winner.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here for Vanderpump Rules. We sure love you. Come back tomorrow, because guess what? We're going to be here for Sommerhausen.
If you want to hear Vanderpump... Oh, you're right. The Valley and the Sommerhausen the next day. But if you want to hear Vanderpump Villa recaps, go to our Patreon. And this is a video, so thanks for that. And also get your tickets for Los Angeles next week, and then London, Dublin, and Birmingham the next few weeks over at watchwhatcrappens.com. We sure love you guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Stroll in the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trott.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a canon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.